Good morning. This is Stuart from the Shone FM Newsroom, and this is the latest interview in our 2025 territorial election series, where we'll be speaking with party leaders and Indigenous candidates from each of the three parties. Today, we're speaking with Corey Belmore, a Little Sam and Carmack's First Nations citizen and the Yukon Party candidate for Mayo Tachin. She is currently the Director of Finance and Administration with Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation and a two-term Carmack's Village Councillor. After a couple of technological issues on my end, she joins us today by phone. Corey, thank you so much for joining in.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, I understand that you're out campaigning today. Where have you been so far, and where are you going later this week?
I have been all over the riding. As you know, the Mayo Tachin riding is the largest physical riding in the Yukon. So I've been to Keno and, of course, Mayo, Pelly, Carmack, Stewart, as well as out east towards Faro, out past Drury Creek.
Brilliant.
And this week I'll be probably in Mayo and hopefully Pelly again as well.
Making the rounds once again. Awesome. Now, when you announced that you were, or when it was announced that you were acclaimed as the candidate for Mayo Tachin, you said in that release that the voice of Mayo Tachin, or that you will make sure that the voice of Mayo Tachin is heard if elected. Now, what issues have you been hearing about, and how will you go about addressing them in the Legislative Assembly if you're elected?
I've been hearing all kinds of things at the doorstep from different residents in the riding, stuff such as the cost of living, the high cost of living, the state of the highways and rest stops. I've heard quite a bit. Definitely issues around crime and substance use issues in our communities. And I just plan on continuing to bring forward the voices of the residents in our riding to make sure that they're heard.
Fantastic. And more than being heard, you also said that the you feel that the concerns of rural Yukoners have been ignored by the Liberal government. Can you give us a couple of examples of issues that have been ignored and what you and the Yukon Party would be doing to make it right?
Sure. So I've definitely also heard on the doorstep from folks about feeling like the communities have been ignored. Items such as the reduction in services at the Pelly Health Center has been a big concern in that community. And I've in the announcement from the Yukon Party is to bring more frontline workers and get more professionals in the community, bringing people back to live and work in rural Yukon would be really important for us. We've also heard about not filling positions in schools, teacher positions and stuff, how difficult it is. And one of the items that usually holds that back is the lack of housing in the communities for those professionals. So one of the items is to ensure that when a position is offered, a teacher position is offered, there's also a house available for that person to go to.
Fantastic. Now, I was going to touch on healthcare, and you kind of answered this, or you started to answer it. Over the last few years, of course, as you know, and as the people of Pelly know, there have been a lot of rural healthcare service reductions. Pelly Crossing got the brunt of it last year. It sounds like people are concerned about those reductions in your electoral district, and you've touched on a little bit of what it'll take to address them, but what else does the Yukon Party have in mind to keep these service reductions from happening in the future?
Well, it's important to make sure that the individuals are fitting in the community well, and making sure that we're listening to what they're needing in the communities so that they will want to stay and hopefully make the community their home long term. It's always been a revolving door of health professionals in the rural, small rural communities, and we'd like to listen to them and find ways to make them stay longer. The closing of the Pelly Health Center has been terrible and terrible for that community, and it has also put pressure on the other communities, both Mayo and Carmack, in trying to make sure that people are cared for.
Absolutely, you need the healthcare to make sure that people are being taken care of course. Now, another issue that is being brought to the front of discussions for this election is affordability. And, you know, to talk about affordability in Whitehorse is one thing. Talking about affordability in rural Yukon is something else entirely. So what is it going to take to make life more affordable for voters in your district?
Definitely the big item of the cost of electricity has been talked about quite a bit at the doorsteps. Seeing that potential increase not go ahead for folks has been a relief when we speak with them. Other items of just generally the cost of living, the cost of groceries, the cost of fuel, everything's just a little bit more in the communities than it is in Whitehorse.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and Curry Dixon has touched a little bit on some of his plans to address affordability. Which of those plans is going to be particularly beneficial to folks in rural Yukon?
Well, I definitely think the electrical reduction, the 34% change in the electrical rate, would be a huge first step. Just making sure that housing is available and affordable in communities is big. Available is big, affordable is also huge. It's a big issue in Whitehorse, but it's equally the same in rural communities.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm glad that you touched on housing. Are there opportunities to expand housing in communities like Pelly and Mayo? Like, is there space that we're just waiting for red tape to get cut, or does the government need to be doing more to make land available to build homes?
There definitely needs to be more done to make land available to build homes. It has taken a really long time from planning to getting lots to market in rural communities. Many years, in fact, to get just a few lots available here in CarMax, and currently there's none available for sale, residential, commercial, or industrial lots here in CarMax. Also working with First Nations who deal with housing on a daily basis in their communities, and trying to find a path forward to make it easier to build, less costly to build would be great, and making sure people are getting in safe homes.
Fantastic. Corey, thank you so much for your time today. I'm afraid that we are quickly running out. Thank you so much for joining me, and apologies for the technical difficulties at the top of the interview.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks very much for having me. I look forward to the rest of the campaign and talking to people in the Mayo Thatchan riding. And good luck to you in all your interviews.
Thank you very much, Corey.